Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your souls on this day. Bless your souls.
Blessings, blessings, blessings from the congregation of Guys Next Door, Greater Cathedral Baptist Church, sitting on the hill from which my help cometh from. Welcome back to another week. As y'all can hear, we got theme music. We got official theme music. Only took a year and a half. Uh-huh. Thank you to all those who did not deliver, but bigger thank you to those who did deliver. Shout out to my man, I Am Will Johnson, on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure y'all follow I Am Will Johnson. He puts up a bunch of funny videos, a bunch of dope choir mashups with some of our favorite songs, and just funny shit. So shout out to him for making that. That's his voice you hear on there singing. And shout out to our editor, Rel, for so accurately placing our intro vocals so we don't ever have to...
We don't ever have to say it again. We don't have to.
Ryan, tell them the problem you had with us saying our names.
I was just problems with y'all in general. But the biggest problem I had, well, two problems I had was, one, the Guys Next Door was never on time because we're on Zoom and niggas' Wi-Fi's be cracked up. And second was, in person, Mouse and Mac always expect the guests to know they're supposed to say their name after that, and they never do. So I'm so glad that shit is over. It's a little burden off my back. My shoulders feel a little free.
Listen, as long as you're happy, son. As long as you're happy, you know, we
that's what it's about.
Talk about it. We strive for perfection. That's what
exactly
we do.
That's really just it. You know, we're doing a bunch of things behind the scenes to make sure you guys are getting the best podcast y'all could possibly get.
Getting better.
We're getting better, like kind of like our Thursday episode. So shout out to everybody who listens to our Thursday episodes. We still don't have a name for it, but you know, we'll figure it out. You know,
Guys Next Door brings you the news. That's all we got so far.
Y'all do that.
What you mean, y'all? Too much y'all do that.
Because, like we told Chet earlier, we don't throw anybody under the bus. We all take credit for whatnot. Yeah, we all.
I think we're
Ryan. I'm about to say Ryan doesn't only throw niggas under the bus. He is the bus driver. This nigga.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Absolutely. If you don't know one thing about me, I like to tell the truth to my friends.
That is true.
Let them know when they're wrong. And they should hold themselves accountable for their actions so they don't.
Mac is wrong and he told himself accountable.
I didn't say that. You said that about me, but you wanted to bring it up. Wow. So if that's what you want to say to Mac, this is your stage. This is your
show.
This is your time to express the way you feel.
I'm just so happy we have theme music. I'm so happy that we no longer have to deal with that like weird 30 seconds of intro show where Ryan is annoyed with us.
So annoyed.
Because we were late.
Hi, baby.
Like he has to warm up. Like I'm just so happy. So here we are. Like I said, shout out to Will Johnson. Shout out to our editor, Rel. But most importantly, shout out to you guys for listening. Shout out to you guys for listening. We appreciate the Guys Next Door neighborhood. So if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave a comment. Drop us a nice little comment. Let us know how you feel about the new music. Let us know how much you love it. Or how much you love it. Let us know. 5-star rating, by the way. Don't short us. Give us 5 stars. And subscribe. And just subscribe anywhere where you're listening to our podcast, no matter what the platform is. And make sure that when you woke up this morning, you had a unction in your spirit to stop being a moocher.
Ooh.
Stop being a motherfucking Kimmy Gibbler. Let the spirit of Hakeem Campbell go. Put some snaps on the Patreon.
Yes,
go
Lord.
To subscribe. Go to our Patreon and subscribe. Patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod so you can see all of the motherfucking great content we got over there. We're out here doing our extra episodes. There's an extra episode you get a month there that nobody else gets to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we even fuck up and you get episodes that's coming out, but you get them early over there.
I mean,
everybody who DM
that's
me.
Not a fuck up. That's not a fuck up. I do it on purpose.
Okay. Wow. Well,
wow. All right.
Yo. You're getting kind of bold over there.
Yeah, that's getting crazy. Like, you know, just ride with the team. I don't know if you're
getting kind of bold. There needs
teamwork.
To be a button you press from now on. You're getting kind of bold, bro. God just
she gotta ring the doorbell.
Yeah, hello. Cause this shit is getting crazy.
My man Ryan says she lives in a pool house. Like that's
like Will and Carlton. Well, listen, guys, we head over to the Patreon, see all the hard work that Shay and Ryan have put in. That is literally their baby. So, you know, look at all the work they put in over there. Mm-hmm. We have new exclusive content over there. Mac and Christina took the compatibility test given to us from Dr. Ish over there. So go over there and check that out.
Really?
Yes.
Niggas don't tell me these things at all.
We literally said that the last time we recorded.
I was about to say, we said that with Dr. Ish.
But you didn't say you did it.
Well, also, this is coming out after he would have already did it. So you're just breaking the fourth wall for no goddamn reason, Ryan.
I thought y'all just didn't tell me.
And more than anything, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at GuysNextDoorPod, GuysNextDoorPod. And make sure if you want to continue the conversation on Twitter, use the hashtag GuysNextDoor. And if you'd like a letter read on air, send it to GuysNextDoor123@gmail.com. Now, very simple rules, right? What do you have to do? You have to send an email. You have to put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che's going to read what's in front of her. Also, if you are asking a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is a relationship question, please make sure you send a picture and or video of yourself and the suitor. So that way we're keeping the life balanced. What does that mean? I don't ever want to give ugly advice to a good looking person. I never want to give skinny advice to a fat person. Got to keep the world balanced. Am I right? I know. Now let's get into the show. Mac, before we jump into the show, because I think this is a very dope show. I think everybody's going to love this one.
Oh yeah, we're going to have some fun with this.
Do we have a good shit black man and a goddamn it black man?
Oh, of course we do. Of course we do. Are we not in America? Is a pig's pussy not pork?
Don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Never ate pig pussy.
Sound like a pork chop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that what a pork chop is? Is a pork chop is pig pussy?
All right.
You never know. You never know what you're eating.
We're going down a rabbit hole, ladies and gentlemen. We're going down a rabbit hole. Thank you guys for coming today. Please sit down. The collection plate will be coming along your side. for today, in our good shit black man, you know, I want to talk about a director that I am a huge fan of, Barry Jenkins. Now, if you guys have been seeing Barry Jenkins right now, he just got finished shooting something for Amazon Prime, which is Underground Railroad, which literally from the teaser that he dropped looks like not only is it going to win awards, it's going to win our hearts. Shit, he might cure the 400 years of us, of everything that we've been through with this one,
right?
With this one project. But it doesn't end there, ladies and gentlemen. Barry Jenkins has just been set up by Walt Disney Studios to do the follow-up of Lion King. Now, I know we've all seen, well, not probably all of us, seen Lion King 2. And Lion King 2 was not as good as Lion King 1, of course.
Let's not be disrespectful. It wasn't a bad film.
It wasn't a bad film.
It wasn't one.
Exactly. It wasn't a bad film.
It was the same film.
Just, you know, different. Just switched up a little bit.
Niggas never want to see Simba do better.
Never. Not never.
I didn't see it, so.
So apparently the way that Barry has... From reading Deadline, the way that Barry has his quote unquote sequel set up is very much like a Godfather 2-esque, where we're jumping to watch Mufasa come into power as Simba is growing and becoming more of a king. They're still going to be using the same technology live action animals and everything, but
why?
I don't know.
Why?
But I hear. But
just
the story's
go animated.
Gonna be fire. The story's gonna
I
be.
I bet
fire.
It is.
So, Barry Jenkins, I am not only a fan of yours, but to see what you're about to do to this landscape is gonna be something fantastic. So good shit, black man. I can't wait.
Do we see Mufasa being shady and his come up to king?
Yo,
and if we do. If we do see him being a little shady in his come up to kingdom, like if he does at some point, we find out was shady to Scar, cheated Scar.
That's what I'm
saying. Do we now hate Mufasa? Like do we turn on Mufasa now?
I don't know. Yeah, and think about it. Like you're growing up with a. I think Mufasa is older, right? Mufasa is the older
Mufasa.
Sibling.
No, I think Scar, let me see. I think Scar was the older sibling.
Either
which was why Scar was so mad.
Yeah. No, Scar was supposed to be next in line. Scar was next in line.
Scar can't be older than be king.
Yeah.
He'd be king if he was older.
Yeah, Scar was next in line if he didn't have a son. So because he had a son, he
wait a minute. Holy shit, guys.
They twins?
What?
The Lion King director and producer revealed in an interview that Mufasa and Scar are not brothers.
Ooh. It's going to get tricky, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to get tricky.
But okay. But then something else says Scar debuted in The Lion King 1994, the jealous younger brother of Mufasa.
And so I'm trying to say, this new age Lion King shit, they just be switching it up. I seen Lion King when it first dropped. I don't know about y'all, but when it first dropped, I was there.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Was like we was late.
I seen the play. I seen the Broadway. I seen it all.
I didn't see the play until my boy,
shout out to Cheech. My man's son even played Simba. On a world tour, John. But
yeah, my boy Maestro played the nigga. The day that Maestro had to audition for Randy, he couldn't come into the audition because he was in China singing. I just can't wait to be king. Shit is hilarious.
Shit, I'm saying. So I know a little bit about Lion King, and what I do know is dumb niggas is related. Don't try to flip the script.
Yeah, niggas is trying to flip the script now. Niggas is trying to change.
These babies' minds.
What I'm saying is, the story of Lion King is.
I'm interested. Baby Tristan needs to know the truth.
Oh yeah, she has. She has.
Baby Tris needs to know the truth. God damn it!
They didn't mess my baby girl.
I'm not gonna mess
they
with
is
my
brothers.
Goddaughter.
This is how we teach the kids. This is a good and an evil. This is what you not. That's not your man's and that's nah. What do you mean?
Yeah,
that's your brother.
You're right.
Before we get mad and give them niggas goddamn black men, who the hell gets goddamn black men?
Ooh. Okay. Now, the only reason we have to give this man a goddamn black man is because you don't fuck up a bag like this, right? You don't fuck up the bag. Like, I don't care what's going on. You figure out your relationship. You don't fuck up the bag. Taraji P. Henson has just confirmed that she is singles, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, if you are looking, Taraji P. Henson is back out here on these motherfucking streets. She is out
and
willing.
I got mumbo sauce.
DC John.
We could go to the go-go.
I'm just saying. A DC junk.
Go to the go-go.
A lot of people, a lot of Taraji P. Henson fans, from what the Shade Room says, a lot of Taraji P. Henson fans have been wondering what her relationship status is after posting footage from her birthday festivities, none of which featured her boo, Kelvin Hayden. Well, Taraji just confirmed your suspicions. She is indeed single. Taraji says things just didn't work out with her ex-fiance, Kelvin Hayden. Now, I think we all understand relationships. I think we all understand that it is work. We all understand that sometimes it may seem like it's too much work.
Come on. Well, now you're preaching, Doc. Come on.
Taraji P. Henson ain't too much work. You figure that out. You sit down. You have that conversation. You communicate. You get back to the... Oh, you gonna have me talk. You have to dig deep within yourself. To build that relationship. To grow that relationship.
If you ain't letting God
touch your relationship, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What is she not giving head?
Ooh.
You dig.
Ooh.
Wow. For another bitch.
I'm just trying to say.
If it's something that crazy, I don't know, son. We still got to figure it out. I can't fuck up that bad.
If the God 2000 ain't rolling, I don't know if I'm staying.
For Taraji, nigga,
you could find another bitch that suck dick.
That's what I'm saying.
Taraji, are you stupid,
nigga?
Y'all niggas want to cheat for dumb reasons, but when a reason makes sense, now you don't want to cheat.
See how I told y'all I be throwing my friends under the bus? I try to hold them accountable for their actions. I don't want them to cheat.
And we don't want to cheat. But if we got Taraji P. Henson, and the only issue is she ain't giving head.
I mean, I could find a peppercorn.
You can use anything. Hand sanitizer, your hand, I don't know, a wipe. I don't know. Get innovative, but you don't drop the bag.
Drop the bag.
The nigga Kelvin, and leave it to a nigga named Kelvin.
Kelvin, come on, Kelvin. Yeah, Kelvin, you acting like a motherfucking Kelvin.
You acting like a motherfucking bitch right now.
He said, "Hey, cuz, you acting like a motherfucking bitch right now. Acting like a motherfucking mark right now, cuz.
Now we better go smoke all the niggas." God damn, Kelvin, you was right there, nigga. You got Taraji P. Henson.
Son, you were right at the finish line. He was at the finish line.
I've never seen her not look good, bro. Think about that. I've never seen Taraji P. Henson not look good.
How old is Taraji?
Like 50.
Legit. Still,
she just turned 50.
Nigga, still look like she like 30, 34, 35.
Nigga, right now she could be on Sister Sister and you'd be like, oh shit.
Mind you, I just seen her on Sister Sister and she was fire.
She was fire then, my nigga. You had motherfucking Yvette, bitch. You had Yvette. Niggas don't get Yvette every day unless you get in the real life Yvette. But you don't get Yvette every day. You got Yvette. And I get it. For every a certain dog fondler, a certain man who enjoys playing with dog dick, he once said, for every bad bitch, there's a nigga tired of fucking her. You don't get tired of Taraji P. Henson. I don't hear it. Mm-mm. She's just the right amount of ghetto. She's just the right amount of right them just Son, the right amount of fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like think about the toxicity, just all of the things. Oh,
God, the toxicity.
All of the things that she could possibly Nigga, all I need to hear is a uh-uh. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Like, imagine Taraji pick up your phone. Somebody texted you. And she pick up for you. Uh-uh. I'm like, yep. Yep. Mm-hmm, she did it. Yep. I don't know that bitch, but come on. Give it to me. Come on.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
This nigga is just crazy.
Yeah, son. It's real, bro.
Yep. Wow. I just realized how ain't shit we are, because, you know, we definitely are never supposed to be this long on ain't shit black men, but you know what? Fuck it.
I mean, hey, all right. We're here. I'm sorry.
Way to put a button
but
on.
But yes, goddamn, Kelvin.
God damn it, Kelvin.
Kelvin, you acting like a motherfucking Kelvin. You better pull an offset and get your joint back. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-mm.
That's he all I'm
Kelvin.
Say.
Kelvin can't pull an offset. You can't surprise. So Kelvin don't sound like a nigga that got his own money. So like, ugh. It's almost like when a woman, like you, your girl ever surprise you with some shit?
No.
She bought from you?
This nigga said no.
Nope, never got like, surprised you by
can't,
nothing.
Like, you can't surprise me if I get the notification.
Oh, bro, I'm about to say, nigga, like, as soon as the text message goes off that you have just spent $20,000 on a... Oh, wait, what the fuck? Mm-mm,
never
no,
had that
fraud. Fraud! All right, let's get into it. So, today's episode, I think, is going to be a lot of fun for not only the women, not only our core fans, but the music heads. Today, we are taking a deep dive, pause, into the toxic reign of Drake.
The toxic reign of like the light-skinned king.
Like, we can all sit here and talk about the hits, right? We could all talk about the hits.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you talk about the motherfucking toxic B-sides.
The club paradises, the fucking.
You talk about desires.
Mm.
I should have put you somewhere that nobody could find you. Mm. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas. What?
Mm.
What?
There's
you
a
know
lot.
What? Fuck it. Let's jump into it. Matt, what is your favorite toxic Drake verse?
Ooh, sheesh. My favorite toxic Drake verse?
Like toxic Drake. Like we're talking. King toxicity here. We're talking about peak toxicity.
Oh, hold on.
Peak no accountability. Like, I don't, like, none of the, like, because I think people get it confused. Like, there's three sides to Drake. There's the Kappa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, right?
Okay.
There's the Kappa. Like, he should have been on somebody's line with the red jacket and spinning canes. There's that side of him.
Spinning canes.
There's that side. And then there's the emotional side where he's crying about some shit. Then there's the toxicity, where he might cry about some shit he did to you.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
Like I was listening to that new record that he did with the Young Blue kid.
Uh huh. Yes, yes.
First of all, didn't know that Young Blue was that fire. He dresses bad, so I never wanted to listen to him. But that boy got some fire. But that Drake verse.
I haven't even listened to that joint yet. I got it. That's literally
boy. It's different. Like, first of all, the song is Your Mind Still. Like, give me my toxicity. Like, give me my toxic flowers. That's crazy. Like, you just tell somebody Your Mind Still. Like, stop playing with me, bitch. Like, dead ass. Like, everybody will get hurt behind you. Like, stop playing with me.
I mean,
Drake says in his verse, pretty face. Pretty tempted, but pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So if pretty didn't come with something, well, then I dead it. Ashamed to tell my friends how much I do for you, because they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets. They just came to me, and they contradicted everything you claim to be. Now, I took you to the club and you hugged on somebody that I know. And I know them type of hugs. Same shit I do to women when I know I used to fuck. And I know they with they nigga, but they never brought it up.
Mm.
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 Come on.
Mm.
Come on. Can we just talk? Because at this current moment, that's my favorite Drake verse. This will go down in history as my favorite Drake verse. Whew. The toxicity, it's just right there.
It's palpable. It's a palpable.
It's palpable.
It's palpable. It's you a can, palpable level.
You can cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
Like what? Like everybody. I know the three of us have all been in that situation where you see somebody hugging. Hold on. That's not supposed to happen. I thought I cut my FaceTime off. Did y'all hear that?
Yep.
Okay. Let's keep it cute. Yeah, y'all acting like a bunch of Chase right now. All right. Not in here. All right, not the fucking here. Not in here. Yeah, about to be my fucking fist. Yeah, not in here. Wow. Sorry, y'all. Wow. Little sister got her boyfriend over here. I just caught them kissing.
What?
Not the fucking hair. Stupid fucking bonnet on. My apologies.
Stupid fucking bonnet on.
Yeah, but niggas is trying me. I almost let a bullet go. Yeah, but like I said, all of us has been in that predicament where we have been in a club and seen a shorty that we may have used to do things with, and you give it that hug. You know the hug? Where it's a side hug, but it's wrapped around the lower end.
Oh, nah, son. You know what I'm saying? I think going through therapy has taught me how toxic I actually am. I was. I'm working on myself, right?
For what?
I think I was always. Can I tell you guys a story?
You know what? It's funny. It's funny that you want to tell us a story.
Uh-huh.
Because no, I want to hear one.
Hey, and if you want to hear one at home, guess what you got to do? You got to head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod and subscribe. Become a patron. Put the snaps on the Petra because you ain't getting these stories for motherfucking free.
Nope.
Mac Wilds, you got a Patreon story? Tell us.
Yes, I have a Patreon story. And in the spirit of Drake, it is extremely... toxic. It is extremely light skin, and
what's
I,
today? Thursday. Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
Oh, we good. We good for the light skinness. You know.
Yeah.
let's have it up. It's almost the weekend. It's our time to shine.
It's extremely light skin. It is extremely toxic, and I actually apologize. I felt so bad for it now, like years later. not because of me, but somebody died behind it.
Oh, I'm here.
So, this was like 5 or so years ago. I think this is like the first time me and Dale, this is right before I dropped, right before I started recording After Hours, or what was...
You do know, Mac, that you got away 7 years if you did some shit.
I know. It's statute of limitation, but I didn't do anything. It's like something happened because of...
I got you.
Yeah. And, you know, I won't say no names to save the innocent or whatever. Anyway... this is 5 or so years ago. Me and Dale just getting back to Miami. We're gonna do like the first preliminary recordings of what turned into After Hours, and it's a homegirl's birthday, quote unquote. So she hits us, tells us to come to the club. She's like, yo, I'm at this club. Come through. It is what it is. I was like, cool. Yeah, it's lit. Me and Dale go there literally by ourselves. We walk into the club. The shit looks like a fucking movie. It's like we damn near know everybody in the bitch. You know, we giving niggas dap, high five, whatever. The fucking DJ sees us. Everybody, yo, Mac Wiles is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Me. All of that shit. And we're walking to my boy's table. So my boy was the promoter for the club that night. Me and Della walking to the dude's table. And the girl, Shorty, is at the table that I just so happened to walk by before we get to my table. And so she sees me. She's like, oh my God, hey. And I look up and behind her is a wall of niggas. It looks like it's really just her, maybe like one of her homegirls, and a wall of niggas. And they all look like they have either done time or have probably just gotten to a fight right before the club. And the niggas is popping.
Sometimes you need that to get your adrenaline.
I know. So niggas is popping bottles. You know, they stunting all of that shit, whatever. It's her birthday. She's there with all of these niggas. And she comes over. Hey, oh my God. And she tries to give me the little hug. Like, oh my God, hi. And Mac Wilds, at the time, not fully thinking, but just on some like, come on, stop playing with me. Hands around the waist, pick her up in the club like this. Oh, what's going on, girl? Oh.
Hot boy, baby, you got what I want.
Nigga, super, like the super tight hug. Like,
put a wick on top of your head, brother. You a candle. You hot son, boy.
Hot ta, hot ta, ha, ha.
He wanted to make his little sceney scene.
Nigga.
He said, I'm Mac Wilds, bitch. You got this dick.
Son, grabbed her up. Head, like, big, big hug. And she's a little nervous or whatever. She's like, let me see if I could find you a picture of Shawty real fast and put it in the group chat. So you know. Who?
You know, we stay accountable, ladies and gentlemen.
You have to stay accountable.
You have to send pictures. You know, we keep it a buck here.
Yeah. Put that in the group chat real fast. Let me see. Bing, bong, boom. And so imagine me, little me, being free, trusting you totally. Finally, I can. Imagine me.
I remember this.
Uh-oh. See, as the quote-unquote person deemed the most toxic, I'm never around for this. So I just want this to be known.
I definitely remember this.
Yep. So. That's the joint. Rod, that's the joint that accidentally took from Neo, but that's a whole nother story.
I know.
That's a whole nother story. Anyway.
He's tight at you.
He's super tight at me.
You think he'll come on and talk about it?
To this day.
That's a whole nother story that we'll talk about another day. But get in the middle of the club, big hug. Gave it a big hug. Then literally dropped her back off at a section, walked to my section. So now I'm paying attention. You know me, I always watching everything around, and I see the niggas are kind of just like they didn't say anything to her, but they constantly looking over at my section, and like they see like they like fuck that whatever, and they start buying more bottles, whatever. I'm like, cool, yeah. I'm not stressing. You know, I'm not worried. Like I'm not gonna bottle war with these.
That's what niggas don't realize. When you are a celebrity, you don't have to buy shit to get attention.
Nah, not at all. So we just chilling in a section. Finally, I think midnight, maybe like 20 minutes later, she comes over to my section, literally leaves her section, walks up to mine. She's like, like I just wanted to chill with y'all for a second. My boy, who's the promoter, he's like, yo, the owner said he wants to meet you. He was a big fan of The Wire. Owner comes over. He's like, hold on, stay right here. We got something for you. Mind you, like I said, the niggas are in their section. They're still super watching, upset. You can see kind of the feeling that you see the tension is starting to build. The owner brings out the biggest procession of bottles that I've ever seen. Like, it's literally like 20 bottles of champagne, a girl in a cage carrying the big, big bottle of champagne. Like... Nigga, all of the, like, they bring the girl down. The girl hands me the big bottle of champagne. The owner walks shit over. The owner wants to take pictures. The fucking DJ is playing the Superman music. Like, it's a scene. Nigga, sparklers, nigga, all of that. And I'm watching as they're coming through, the guy watching the whole procession, and they tight. So at the end of the whole procession, they have like the fucking like the small firecrackers, like pow pow. So it said all you heard was like pow 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 pow. I said, what the fuck? Dale grabs me, throws me down on the ground. I grab Shorty, put her under me. Nigga, the whole club is going crazy. All of the bottles of champagne hit the floor. The big bottle of champagne cracks. Nigga, the whole floor, literally the whole floor of the club is hit with champagne. Niggas are trying to run every which way. Shit is slipping. Niggas are falling every which way. The DJ is not DJing anymore. It's like, it sounds like the record is playing and the niggas, and every, son, me and Dale, and me and Dale and Shorty sneak out the back door. We make it out or whatever. And I, you know, finally I get her home. She's fucking terrified the whole nine, whatever. I get home and look at the news, and they said that the chef at the time, the chef of the Miami Heat, was shot and killed in the club.
Oh shit. So you got the owner of the Miami Heat killed?
The chef.
You got the chef of the Miami Heat killed.
If it was the owner, I don't know if we might know Mac.
Yeah, it would be a whole nother situation. But no, I didn't do anything but hug a friend, and that was.
Nah, you hugged that big thing. You lift that up.
The whole world. Yeah, that was a little more than hugging a friend, brother.
He was a strong friend.
So before we put a button on this and go back to regularly scheduled program, what did you learn that day, Mac Wallace?
What did I learn that day?
What was the moral of your story?
Saving some pussy gets you some pussy?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. even though that's part of it. I think, you know, just kind of always understand your surroundings and always be aware and, you know, just keep your eyes open. Or as we used to say back in the days, all of my big homies, stay 050. Keep your eyes fucking open.
Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all want to hear more ghost stories, if y'all want to hear more stories about a campfire, you know, well, you on Patreon, tell your friends to subscribe to Patreon, okay? Now we're going back to the motherfucking episode.
Yep.
So y'all just missed Mac's story. And the only way to hear that motherfucking story is to head over to the Patreon, mm-hmm. patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod, and subscribe. That's it. I ain't even gonna call y'all out your name.
Can I give him a little taste of like what was said? Just like brief words.
Just a little bit. Didn't much.
Gunshots, bottles, fatties. That's it.
Fatties.
That's it.
I don't know why they still use the movie man voice. They should just get Ryan to describe movies.
That's a fact.
In a place. On South Beach.
Fatties.
Bullets.
Bottles.
Do you want to see a dead body?
Son.
This fall. Starring.
All right, before we commit ourselves to hell any further than we already have.
One-way ticket.
It's definitely a one-way ticket. But I may get visitation. I may get visitation. That's what I heard.
Conjugal visits.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean a little conjugal visit. Like, I know you're having, but bring that ass here. Bring that ass to the pits. No, but like we were saying,
you was at, Drake, yeah, you asked. I was about to say, you asked me about what one of my favorite Drake,
toxic Drake,
yeah, toxic yeah. Drake moments, right? This song
can we,
is.
Can we actually do this, Mac? My fault. Can we, you know how you did a story for Mouse's quote?
Yeah.
Can everybody have a story for each toxic quote?
Yeah, we can.
Hey, we ain't got to edit. Sorry, bro.
Nah, I can give. I'll tell a story that they can hear now, but Max is already over there. You feel me? Like, if you're gonna do this, if this comes more in common in our episodes in the future, you know, we can share some, but also put some to the people.
I got you.
You're right. You're right. Son, this is a the reason why I like the, I think the beat of the fucking shit is crazy. But then when you actually start to read the lyrics, you realize the Toxic King is at his best. And it's a B-side. It's a B-side. Like, you don't really
Before you say that, I will pay $2,500 to be in a nosebleed seat if Drake did a B-side concert.
It's gonna be nuts.
I'm not even a Drake fan. But if he does a B-side, first of all, I want to know who he uses to write all his B-sides.
Wow. Okay. We're gonna go there. We're gonna go there.
We know he don't write his record, bro. We know that. We know that. We know that already.
This episode is not about
I'm not listen, I'm not talking bad about him.
Do you want tickets to that B-side show? And shut the fuck up.
I'm paying $2,500 for it. I'm going to get my ticket.
B-side show is just for friends and family.
I would like
So the song for me is Madonna.
Ooh, off the, if you're reading this too late.
Yeah. Nigga, when that shit comes, you know it's about to be some shit. The boom, 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 boom. I was like, oh, this is nasty. It's about to be some nasty work.
Sounded wild.
It sounded very nasty. It sounded nasty. It sounded like pussy eating.
Didn't sound like a record to me.
Wow. My man said, what if I pick you up from your house? We should get out. We haven't talked in a while. We should roll to see where it goes. I saw potential in you from the go. You know that I did. I don't know if you know, but I know who you are. You could be big as Madonna. Just get in the car and let's just touch the road. Don't make other plans. Say you get up early. You work for the man. Well, he'll understand. Pull up. I'm pulling up on you in 10. Already on 10. Big as Madonna. I'll say it again. As soon as you get in.
This nigga is
aiding these women into thinking.
Aiding these women.
the coercement, the leading astray, the bamboozlement. It is it is very high levels. He said it. He's already on 10. That's a great one, man. That's a great one.
That is actually amazing. I feel like with all Drake shit, it's just like, it's not just the word. It's like you close your eyes and you can see it.
You can see
what's going on. It's not just a song. It's like, it's a feeling.
Because I think what it is niggas can relate. Niggas can relate to that more than anyone can relate to the drug dealer raps or the boaster and the fake shit. Like, you know, when he's talking all that.
I agree.
When he's talking all that tough shit. I think even the most, and I think this is the superhero part of it. This is the superpower part of it. He has this uncanny ability to make everybody, the nigga who don't get no bitches, the nigga that get mad bitches, everybody can feel what he's saying when he's discussing this relationship shit. There's only one other artist I know that can do that, and it's Wale. Wale's the only other artist I know that can paint you a picture of a relationship rap. And even if you haven't experienced, you felt it.
You felt it. Because it's something, just like you said, it's something that either you've heard from your boy in a way that he couldn't fully explain it. You've been through it yourself. Yeah, man. Wale is a genius at that. I don't want to turn this into a Wale joint because I'm a cape. I'll cape for my man.
You know this is big cape nigga, Wale season nigga, over here.
All day. But on some real, Wale should be a lot bigger than he is. And he's done a lot more rapping than a lot of these niggas. And I'm going to leave it at there. I'm going to leave that right there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel I'm like my thing about Drake is I feel like it's like this. It's like podcasting in a sense.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
There's a whole bunch of other podcasts in the world of men that share other events besides themselves. It's really mm-hmm. not. They really don't dive deep. And this is not to anyone. This is to everyone. They really don't dive deep into their emotions and get to that side where you really can paint a picture.
Mm.
Like us. We get emotional. We talk about things that really go on with our lives, not just everybody else's. We rather put the light on us so that if it's wrong, you know, we did it. Rather than putting it on them, which we really don't care about. So when Drake raps and sings and talks about his emotions, the world feels it more because we all are emotional. We just hate to share it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So since he shares it, we feel like we're there because we go through it. Unlike when you don't share it and you just talk about other people, you don't really get that attention and that affection back because that's not you.
Yeah. But I think there's something about, I think Drake taps into this like voyeurism type culture, right? Like where you have the internet guys that sit in a room all day, like the academics, right? Like, we watch that kid. We know that kid don't get no bitches.
None.
We know he sits in his room all day.
Yep.
But we watch him, like, get elated when Drake raps about this. Or I got my little cousin, who, this nigga sits on the porch. This nigga's he's a mook. Like, this nigga is not, like, he don't get no bitches. But he loved Drake, right? It's the voyeurism. It's the, I get to live vicariously through these lyrics. And because nobody's dying, because there's no guns involved, I feel that I can do it too. Now, here goes the problem. Just like with those of us who heard rap lyrics and grew up to want to emulate it, want to emulate the tough shit, the same thing happens, except these kids are now going into relationships and going into the dating pool with these unrealistic views. So you hear Drake talking about just throwing money at a problem. Well, you don't got no money, but you want to give off the effect that you got money. So now you start getting with these women and you start annoying these women, you start bothering these women. Now we start getting the fuck boys. So I do believe that the toxic records we love are creating a lineage of Drake fathered fuck boys.
Drake fathered fuck. Wow. That might be the episode.
Not named Adonis. Drake fathered fuckboys not named Adonis.
Wow.
Told you guys we were going there. We're going to have a great episode. I told you.
I love it.
With all that said, everybody, I mean, niggas want to be light-skinned niggas. So it just be like that sometimes.
Can't relate.
I mean, you're light-skinned, but it's cool. Whatever you say.
Stop lying on me.
Lightest nigga in the room.
Bro, first of all, Mac Wilds is clearly the lightest person in this room. Well, outside of Che, Mac Wilds is the lightest male on this podcast.
Well, all right.
So who's the darkest?
Me!
All right, let's relax.
No, nobody believes that, bro.
Ryan, I'm 72 shades darker than you. Are you kidding me?
how about this?
Maybe your spirit, nigga. What the fuck?
Here's a quote for you, Mouse. I'm light skinned, but I'm still dark.
Okay.
All right. There's a quote for you. Since you want to be that you're not. It's okay. It's all right. When you look in the mirror, you can turn out the lights, be whatever the fuck you want. But I see you.
Yo.
All right. Hold on. Che, I know you have a favorite toxic Drake verse. I know you do.
Uh oh.
She don't.
She don't. Okay.
Yes. Right. Well, Shay, I will ask you this. Oh no, I'll ask us this because I don't want Shay to ruin the flow.
Okay.
You're giving me Shay. You're giving me period vibes. You're fucking up the flow.
Wow.
Okay, that's a little
Flo,
far, sir.
Wow.
Hey, Flo, are you there?
Flo, are you there? Hey, Flo, pick up.
Are you going to be on time? Are you going to be on time?
Okay.
Or are you running late?
No.
Are you running late?
Should I expect you? Or should I get dressed now? Or no?
Can I enjoy this weekend or should I sit in this week?
Oh, okay. Shit. All right.
All right. So I think this will be fun. Everybody, starting from Ryan, it'll go Ryan, me, Mac.
Okay.
Give each other. So Ryan, give, as you know us, attach a Drake song to us.
I just attached a line to you.
Oh, you gave me mine? Okay, so what would Max be, you bastard?
Sheesh. Okay. Let me see something. I got one for Mac.
Uh-oh.
People like to build their own story about my life.
Mm.
I don't know if it makes them feel better or it makes them feel okay for them not to like me, but the last thing I grew up was rich.
See what I'm saying? Why he get a good
That was that was really for me. But I gave it to Mac.
So what do you give yourself?
I can't give myself a quote. It wasn't for me. It was gonna be for me, but I wasn't gonna say it. So if it was given to somebody else, I feel like Matt could appreciate how people automatically assume how we grew up just based on what we have around us. Cause they do it to me all the time. They think cause X, Y, and Z. And it's like, nah, my mom works two jobs. She got two jobs.
Right. Right.
two jobs.
For her that whole means life. That means I didn't get to see my mom a bunch because she was
a bunch.
Hard.
So it's like, you know, people think my mother made different sacrifices than y'all's. She took the right opportunities she betted on herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not some of y'all. But it's cool though. I'm here though. Life is good.
Life is good.
All right. I'm going to give Ryan. Mm. Worst behavior. Ryan's worst.
Motherfuckers never loved us.
I'm gonna give myself From Time.
Are we doing songs, not quotes? I apologize.
Like I said, it could be quote songs. It don't matter.
Okay.
I'm gonna give myself From Time. I'm gonna give Mac. I'm going to give Matt Can't Take a Joke off the Scorpion album.
Okay.
Because niggas like to, like it's kind of like what Ryan says. Like, niggas see what we do and think everything's sweet. Niggas think they could do it. Niggas think you could just talk crazy. Especially, I've seen it with Mac. Like, niggas are trying to talk crazy. I'm like, all right, y'all keep playing. We all going to knock you the fuck out. But, like I guess, you know, Shay's ringing the doorbell.
I think, I didn't say my own, but for myself, I'm going to go with God's Plan.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
What are you saying, Shay? Yes, Shay.
I had to think of like what my favorite quote was, but it's something that I say regularly, whether it's about food, men, whatever. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I quote it at least 3 times a day.
You say that about food?
That is very.
You say that about men?
That is very much Shay.
Good time, not a long time.
Sounds very hoish. Yes. But
sounds very on the nose. Very Che Mills.
Very extremely Che Mills. You know.
So Matt.
Okay, for me.
What are you giving us?
Let me see. For me, I am going to speak on Mouse's toxicity, and I am going to give Mouse Sooner Than Later. That is a song. That is very much a song. Mouse would. You don't need no one else.
You don't need no one.
Yeah, very much Mouse. Very, very much
That's
Mouse.
That's me! Yo, to hate Drake so much, I'd be identifying with these motherfuckers so much, bro.
For Ryan, you know, you guys don't understand right now. You know, we're not only brothers on this podcast, but off of this podcast, we're brothers. And Ryan is going through a certain predicament right now. You know, the feelings that he has for someone are very strong. And he's looking for to be requited.
Yeah. Good. Ryan Leslie word of the day, requited. Hey, let's go.
So for my brother Ryan, I am going to give you Marvin's Room.
Violate me.
He violated you, though.
I'm going to give Ryan Marvin's Room. And for
fuck
me,
that nigga, you could do that.
But I don't hate. You know what's crazy? I read that. I was reading that earlier, and I'm like, the verses sound really good until you get to the
chorus. It's that hook. That hook is crazy.
Like, cause me, I am going to get smacked, and I'm going to call you and say some wild shit. But the last thing I'm gonna say is
no. But that's what I'm saying. I already know Ryan is the type of dude. He's not gonna throw hate on the game.
I'm gonna act like
he's not gonna throw shit in the game. Yeah. But Ryan is definitely calling your bitch at 3 in the morning. Smack. Yeah, he's definitely smacked calling your joint. And for me, I will give myself...
here we go. The accountability. Let's hear it.
You know what? Accountability. I will... hold on. Let me look up. Make sure that I'm not wilding.
Oh, now you want to make sure...
I will say earlier on, before Christina, I would give myself the song Jaded.
That was cute.
I would give myself the song Jaded.
Now why Jaded?
I think at the time I was very much on a I felt like I was in a place where I was just like I was left out. And the funniest thing is that even in the last relationship, it was me who left. But still, I felt like I was left out. And it was like, I was really like, fuck everybody, fuck every joint, fuck everything. So I was very much jaded to, especially things that I've seen going on, things that I've seen afterwards, the way that people were moving. I was very much jaded. I just didn't trust. I didn't trust any of the shit, or anybody for that matter. So yeah, jaded before I met Christina, and now afterwards, I would say it's more like
in my feelings,
right? Just about like either in my feelings or it's either in my feelings or nice for what? Like. It's got to be like...
Yo, you a bad bitch, son.
Facts. Bad bitch.
Oh, my God. No. All right, so let me ask this then. The way we... So, like we did before we got into that little association game, we were talking about the Drake-fathered fuckboys and, you know, the type of, I guess, poor decision-making... listening to Drake could an effect could have. Is there any positivity? Like, is there a positive side to like maybe men, a black men?
I got a positive quote.
Okay, come on.
Okay,
come on with it.
Okay,
it's positive for us.
I'll take it.
I care about. That's all I care about.
Quoted
at the top. It's just us, nigga.
Song. Good night. Good luck.
Oh,
quote would be good luck trying to find someone who cares like I did, who understands you like I do, who is forgiving like I am. And when you realize there's no one out there like me, I won't be there. I won't be where you left me.
That's a
nigga.
It happens all the time.
That shit hit me right here.
It happens all the time. So, you know, for us, it's like the one that we want, we do everything for, we go out the way, and it's like the good guy always finishes last. But then at the end of the day, when such and such don't work and this don't work out, now you got two kids and you know, you got a little bigger and you doing this. And now you want to spin the block. Now you want to spin the block. And it's like, baby, I would have, and it's the crazy thing is, I would have went through all that with you. You would have gained some weight. I would have loved you. Would have had to, it. But you ain't want that to be me. You wanted to go over here. And now over here, which wasn't going to work like I told you, came back to hit you in the face. And now I'm gone.
Okay, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Because I do feel like that happens a lot. And I think Drake is probably the only person to talk about it. And it's almost every record, every toxic record, every record where that sentiment where Drake is kind of like a little vengeful, it circles back to that. Like somebody chose up and then tried to spin the block. I don't think men talk about that as much because our pride won't let us. It'll be like, oh man, fuck that bitch, or that bitch, you're a hoe, da da da. But really what we're not saying is, that bitch hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. You chose up and that hurt my feelings. Even if I didn't care that much about you per se, maybe I didn't see this going this way, but you chose up on me. And then you get to see like the fruition of somebody choosing up on you, like that shit. I mean, I don't know if y'all could relate. I could relate. I've definitely seen it happen.
It's like being in a situation and you give a person a chance, male or female, can go both ways, and they really dissect you. They get to know you. They understand you. They know what you like. They know what you hate, and then they just disappear. Mm-hmm. And then months later, years later, whatever, they see something going on in your life that's good.
And they want to pop back out.
And yeah, they pop back up like, oh, how you been? And it's like, yo, we went on three dates. Everything was amazing. And you just dipped. Like, no, and nothing.
And then I had to see you.
No, then with somebody. Then you had to see me doing my thing with X, Y, and Z. And you realize like, yo, I fucked up on a good thing. And here I am. Bing, the good thing. Throwing it to my own horn, but
What about you, Mac? Does that relate?
Yes. Yeah, it definitely does, man. And the craziest thing is that it doesn't just relate when it comes to
relationships.
Sexual relationships. It happens in all different types of relationships, right? Like I could even talk about times where nigga shit ain't popping off, things ain't moving. You know, niggas ain't checking for you. You drop that one song, that one thing, that one verse, that one podcast, that one award, and now everybody's hitting you up. Now everybody's in your DM.
Back niggas, then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they all on me.
Son, now niggas...
What do we call that feeling? What do we call that feeling where you're spinning a block? Where we're real, like inwardly, what do we call that, right? Like, what's the name of that feeling where you are visually seeing people who left come back? What is that feeling called?
I think for me, it's not a word. I won't say it's a feeling, but it's like a never doubt yourself. You was right. Like, yep. never stoop down to that level and think that you need somebody. If it's like, there's no I in team, and you can't do anything without a team, but there's some situations that you know, like, somebody's like, yo, you need this, and you're like, nah, I really don't, but never, like, you know, never settle to that. Like, when you settle in your gut, like, yo, this is me, I can really do this, don't go back on that shit, because they're going to always spin the block. I always say, you're going to need me before I need you.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of times in my career that I have, that I've definitely been more of a... Definitely more of first a guy who was like, yo, listen, niggas may feel a type of way about me. Niggas may whatever. Girls broke up with me. Fucking friends not fucking with me. Or like, even business opportunities not presenting themselves, and I'm seeing other niggas who I really, who are extraordinary in their own right, but ain't me. And I know what I could do, and I know my ability. Seeing all of that shit happen, and you just get to a place. Finally, you do that one thing, you hit that one lick, that one song drops, that one fucking video drops, that one fucking that one thing, and now everybody's on your heels again. Honestly, I don't know what to call it. FOMO, like whatever the fuck, you know. We could try to fit a name to it, but nigga, that shit happens all the time. All the time.
We see the yellow finger of the Che.
The
word is vindication. I couldn't think of like the feeling is, but
You want to give us the definition? Wow.
The definition is proof that someone or something is right, reasonable, or justified.
A noun, ladies and gentlemen.
Che Mills.
The second definition would be the action of clearing someone of blame or suspicion.
I can see how both of them work, right? Because you feel a way, whether you say it outwardly or not, you feel a way that people left you. You feel a way that people walked away from you. And then, you know, quietly, secretly, you have all these feelings, the blame, and you're like, you're judging them and all this. And then when they have to come back, when everything is back up and they have to come back, you feel like, oh, it wasn't me. It was y'all. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. So is that, I don't know about everybody else, but like to people who love music, like I feel like every artist, there's a theme to them. Like there's a theme to their catalog. There's a theme to their, would we be safe to say that Drake's story is vindication?
Yes.
No matter how toxic it may come across to others, would it be safe to say the best way to describe his catalog is vindication
on all levels too? Like the majority of his records are very much, if you listen into what his records, and I think this is why it connects so much. Everybody wants to feel vindicated. Everybody wants to feel that feeling of, see, I told you, nigga, you should have listened to me. Whether it's with a significant other or if it's business wise, you know, Drake still is very much, you know, niggas know he's the top nigga, but they're not going to give him that spot because, you know, things that we've heard in other people's records about maybe him not writing his own records, et cetera, et cetera. You know, your own love of your own goats or whatever. And I think that's literally something he said, like, whoever you appreciate, you won't appreciate me because you still appreciate who you appreciate. I think he still feels like he has a chip on his shoulder. And that's a lot of times how the music comes off. So even though he's the father of the fuckboys of this generation, he is very much also the father of people who need to feel that vindication, whether it's a guy trying to get over a girl or a girl just wanting to go out with her friends, you know, feel like a bad bitch. So, vindication is definitely a all-around theme in his music.
Wow. I think we might have decoded Drake.
By the way, one of my favorite quotes that you said, you know, positive quotes from Drake, isn't even right. It's from a Drake song, but it isn't Drake speaking. It is the good man James Blake, and I feel like this is speaking to us, especially us, only being about a year and a half in and lapping these niggas. Nigga said, could it be the way that I would catch up? These niggas wasn't ready for the lap. These niggas wasn't ready for us to lap them. They weren't ready for us to lap them.
Is there a side of Drake that y'all want to see that we haven't seen? Or are we... I mean, well, I was about to say...
We've seen every side. Like, he don't hold back in my mind. I mean, I don't expect him to talk about... Nah, he's really talked about everything.
I was about to say, he's talked about everything.
Yeah, he has.
I would like to see more, and this is just me being who I am. I think I want to see this side more. Like, I don't want to hear the, I don't want to hear the boastful raps. I don't, because I don't believe them, right? Like, even you got a bunch of money, but it's like, I don't believe it. You know, I like, your this personality, this side of your personality only exists because you have the money.
If he dressed right? better, we would believe him.
Ooh. Okay.
Don't build my man up to break him down.
Nah, your man might be the worst dressed, richest. Like, he has no reason to be not. As badly dressed as he is.
He's not the. He got everything.
He dressed like Bad Seinfeld.
But that's like. Son, but that's stop. Like.
Jesus
he tied,
Christ.
He tied his Timbs to the top.
But I'm yo, saying, that's like, yo, Bill, that's like Bill Gates. That's like Bill Gates.
No, it's not like Bill Gates. Why? Because Bill Gates is going to wear shit from Walmart and shit. Drake is wearing expensive shit just badly. It's completely different.
Not even just that. Drake talks about the bad shit. Like, he, not even just, yeah, he's a boastful. He's, no, not admits his wrong.
Nah, he is just boastful. Like,
he talks like he's fly. And that's the part where I'm like, boy, you see what you have on?
That's what I'm saying. This nigga Bill Gates is not trying to be in anybody's fly you're right. competition.
That was bad. I was just trying to defend my means. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't find it.
But when we got off topic a little bit when I was talking about it. I do think there is a somewhat of a positive outlook or a positive outcome from Drake's influence, which is rappers being more
open.
Or artists. Being more open, you know, even if it's fake, just being more open. Like, I don't think we get the druggy rap kids if not for Drake.
True. To me,
I don't think we get the Juice Worlds and the rest in peace and all the other guys that rap about their illicit drug use and the effect it has on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we get that if not for Drake being as open as he is on since he started rapping. Because if you go back to Room for Improvement, Coldest One Ever, like that shit is deep. Like, that's him really getting deep.
Talking,
and he's been like that across all albums.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. He definitely has. I think definitely Drake has spurred a lot of the conversation in rap that has taken place from just like you said, from the druggy rap to even guys that are more prominent, you know, giving people space and room to be as honest as you know, feeling like they don't have to conform to a certain standard when it comes to hip hop, kind of giving people the room to breathe and to be themselves, right? You know, I think it comes from even before him, of course, you know, Kanye West, 808 and Heartbreak, you know, fucking spilling his fucking his soul out on that tape, fucking Cuddy talking about everything and anything that he is actually doing, like he live, like truly living his raps, and his raps aren't necessarily for the meek of heart. He fucking King Rager, even Jay. I'm talking about Jay-Z doing Song Cry was a stable, like, well, it was a crazy moment in hip hop. Now, mind you, you know, you have your Baby Don't Go's and all of this stuff that was happening in hip hop before that, the LL Cool J's and all of this stuff. But to hear somebody who not only postures themselves as a very macho bravado guy be able to break down the wrongs he's doing, You get a chance. It was a very unique moment in hip hop that I believe began to spark what is Drake today. Shit, Wayne. Wow. Wayne is nigga. The shit Wayne is talking about, even though it's all like bars and flipping songs and all of that shit. Like, if you actually hear like some of the shit that he talks about, sometimes it feels like a cry for help, and it's like, oh shit, this nigga's going through something right now.
Facts.
So I feel like Drake kind of Drake used like a cheese grater, like a cheese strainer, and just kind of like pulled out exactly what he needed from those guys and turned into the guy he is now.
Mm. Look at us. Look at us. We even made Drake a topic. What the fuck?
Yeah, this is fire. This was fire.
We are cruising, ladies and gentlemen. Cruising. Okay?
Listen, this is about to be a victory lap.
Ooh. If this is your favorite podcast, I can see why. Che, do we have any listener letters? None? All right. Good. Leave us the fuck alone.
I'm out.
I guess in the theme of it, let's add some Drizzy.
Ooh, let's add some Drizzy to the
Get the Draws playlist. It's only right.
Go ahead, Rye. Where you at? Where you at with it?
Right, son. You just don't have one, so you threw it at me. All right.
Okay. Hey, yo, pause. That's crazy.
Oh, hey now. Jesus, why are you so horny today?
That's crazy, Rye. You're big horny.
It really wasn't. But
nah, that was crazy. You just threw it at me?
No, he said you didn't have one, so he just threw it at me. What?
That's crazy.
How? Break it down.
Come on. Now we got to break down the pause.
It's a Drake episode. Break down
the pause. We got to break down the pause?
Break down the quote.
You said you didn't have one, so he might not have had a shorty. So you just threw that.
Wow. Wow.
Pause. Oh, that was a fair pause.
It was.
That was crazy. Nigga added his own.
You said it.
Backstory to what I said. This is crazy. I will go with. Damn. I'm gonna go with Blem.
Oh,
I'm gonna go with Blem.
It's a nice little unruly.
I can wine pon it in the bed with this wine song.
Unruly
pon
it. Wine pon the bed.
Wine pon the poom poom.
Wine pon the poom poom.
And she can wine pon the cocky.
I'm gonna go with After Dark, him and Ty Dolla $ign off that second B side of Scorpions.
Nice.
After Dark.
Okay.
You know
After
what?
After Dark.
I'm gonna slow it down even a little more.
Let's do it.
Give me practice.
Hey.
Give me practice. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have gotten a lap dance to practice. So
practice is a filthy song.
Dirty.
Practice is a dirty song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Juve. Thank you, Juvenile.
Yeah. Shout out to Juvie.
Thank you, Juvenile, for having the wherewithal to sign off on that clearance. Thank you, sir.
Praise God.
Because Juvenile didn't have to sign off on
it. He didn't. I have a question, though. Was it Juvenile or was it Baby? Because, you know, Baby be holding niggas publishing and shit.
Probably Baby.
You know, I'm just...
You think Baby got his masters?
I'm going to just be quiet.
Let me see. Let's Google.
Possibly.
Let's Google. Does Juvenile own his masters?
I don't think so.
Nope. Don't own his masters. So, yep, okay. Clearly, he just went to Baby.
Yep.
Just went to Baby. That's great. Does that, yo, would, okay. Do we want to hear a Drake Project Bitch remix?
I don't know if that's him, though.
And I mean, I don't know.
I'll be
know.
Real
with
you.
I mean,
Drake can really do anything. But I just
obviously,
don't.
He wouldn't do that same song, right? But, like, just him on that sample.
He gonna sing it.
I don't know. I have to.
Give me a check, bitch. One that don't give.
Bitch.
Yeah.
One,
Jesus
maybe
Christ.
Two. Three that don't give a fuck.
And say she took that dick.
Wow. Wow.
Worse.
This is for Keisha, Keisha, Rhonda and her friends.
Say, there you go. There you go. There you go.
Jesus Christ.
We were doing so well.
I love y'all bras. No disrespect to my dogs, but I love y'all bras. Yeah, I love y'all bras.
Now watch the next album, have it on there. I'm gonna be tight.
This is for the ones who wobbled it and be putting their mouth on it.
Son.
And they suck everything out of it.
Son.
Then they catch it and swallow it.
Yo.
Drake, if you steal our shit.
Yo, deadass. Yo, or my mother, I'm wilding you in that fat nigga that's standing next to you. Don't play with us. Please don't. Right. Like, do not play. I'm not scared of no nigga from Canada. You got to prove it to me.
Horse.
All right.
Yeah, see?
I'll take that pause, right. But clearly I was talking
about. Let me tell you the backstory?
Shit. Nah, I'm good. I accepted the pause, so I'm good.
Wow.
I'm just saying, Baka don't scare me. I'm not a woman.
Oh shit!
Wow. Yeah, like all Canada niggas do is get tough with women, bro.
Nah, Drake don't. Drake just break it down. He's like, look, I don't need to get tough with you, baby. You can leave me alone. Cause your friend, she want me.
Yo, what?
Cause your friend.
Have you ever thought like what you would do if Drake pressed you?
For what?
Nah, I'm just saying, like,
yo, bro. I look at him like,
what
yo,
if he pressed you?
I'm like, you have no issues with me, really. If it's over her, you've had her already. You got 1,000 joints. What are you? Let's just be cool. We just might as well be cool.
Listen, I'm about to say, listen, I seen the scuffle outside with him and he who shall not be named because I don't want to out my man. And yeah, I'm not worried about no Drake.
Do we need another story episode?
That'll be another day.
They can't even pay for that.
Nope.
I bet. He looks like a scuffler. He doesn't look like a fighter. He looks like he wants to tussle it up until somebody breaks it up.
Mm.
And listen.
It won't last long.
Listen, I've been in many a fight. I've had to scuffle in a few. Like, nigga hit me a few. I'm like, all right, let me grab this nigga up to somebody, break it up. But that looks like that's his go-to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a nigga, like he looked like he'll start the fight to scuffle.
Yeah, security is going to grab you.
Nigga, what the fuck you say?
I'm about to say, and he has his security, I believe they call themselves. They call themselves the four horsemen. It is four big.
Nigga, tell them niggas.
Crunchy
niggas.
Tell
them big stupid niggas suck my dick. Four horsemen. Suck my dick.
They give you a wedgie over the fucking barbed wire fence.
I'm 5'8". They supposed to do that.
They supposed to leave me alone. That's what they supposed to do.
Tell them niggas I'm out here. Imagine being security and calling yourself, I'm the four horsemen. Suck my dick.
That's hilarious.
How you security and you dress better than the person you guard?
Yeah, well.
This nigga's crazy, bro. All
right, man. Let's end this episode on a positive note. Please. Yeah, we out.
Bex.
No, listen.
Deuces.
Listen, y'all got a great episode. We appreciate you guys as always for rocking with us. Thank y'all. For real. Like, we can't say it enough at the end of every episode, at the beginning of every episode. Thank y'all so much for rocking with us. From day one, y'all have been nothing but supportive and loyal, and we hope that, you know, on the opposite end, we're paying off with a great product and a product that's going to get even greater. There's definitely some things we're working on behind the scenes to ensure that things get greater. So we just ask that you continue to ride with us. So if you are listening anywhere on any streaming platform, thank you. Make sure you subscribe, leave a rating. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a comment, a very nice one, letting us know how much you love us. Let us know how much you love our new theme song, because we know you love it. And yeah, you love it. Also, big, huge shout out to I Am Will Johnson and our editor, Rel, for making sure our theme song sounds just like a black-ass 80s TV show.
I love it.
Thea or something.
I love it.
We love it. We're here. And guess what? We could get some YouTube dollars now. Got tired of paying Paramount. Yeah, shout out to Paramount. Suck my dick. Am I forgetting anything? Make sure you guys stop being moochers. Stop being leeches. Stop sleeping on the couch. Stop being freeloaders. We're giving y'all We give y'all 2 free podcasts a week. We give you a Monday episode and a Thursday current event episode that if you haven't heard, go listen. You might have missed it. Make sure you check that out. And if you did, well, this coming Thursday, there's a new episode. So make sure you tune in. We give y'all 2 free episodes a week. The least you could do is head over to Patreon, put a little snap on the Patreon. Guys Next Door podcast on Patreon. Become a subscriber. Get you some free content. We talk to y'all one-on-one. We be chilling with y'all. Mac and Christina took the compatibility test over there. So make sure you go check that out. Ryan and his girlfriend, they're on there doing a day in the life. It's beautiful content going on over there at the Guys Next Door Patreon. I said make sure you follow Guys Next Door on all social media platforms.
That's what I heard.
Guys Next Door Pod. That's what I said. And if you want to continue the conversation on Twitter, use the hashtag Guys Next Door. That's really all I said.
Yep.
And guess what?
Future girlfriend, if you're out there, I would love to make a day in the life of us.
Listen, on that note, we've been
Guys Next Door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.